and welcome to another edition of the Screen Nerds Podcast. My name's Michael Burriott, and thanks for joining me for this quick screen episode of The Iron Claw. Brand new film, just out in theaters, checked it out, and wanted to share some of my thoughts with you on the film. Now, the film tells the story of the Von Erich wrestling family, a family that was synonymous with professional wrestling, particularly in the 1970s and 1980s, but really stretching back all the way to the 1950s with the father, Fritz Von Erich, and then into, like I said, the 70s and 80s with the sons, Kevin Von Erich, Carrie Von Erich, and David Von Erich. And really, it just tells the story of their triumphs and their tragedies, and that's the premise of the film. This was a film that I was super excited to see. I am a professional wrestling fan. I grew up watching pro wrestling. So I knew the story of the Von Erichs, even though when the main part of this film takes place, I was just a toddler, a baby at that point, and really didn't get into pro wrestling until the late 80s. By that point, obviously, we have a lot of the tragedies that already taken place, but I knew of Kerry Von Erich because he went to the World Wrestling Federation and became Intercontinental Champion at one point. And so I knew of the Von Erichs even as a young kid, but I didn't really know the whole story of the Von Erichs until I'd gotten older and had heard really the big story of their lives and the triumphs and the tragedies, and watching documentaries and reading stories of this family and what all had happened to them. And this film was one, like I said, super excited to see. I wanted to see it for the pro wrestling part of it, to see if they were faithful to that. I wanted to see it because of really just the drama of the story, because it is a compelling story, and it's a tragic story, but there's also hope in it as well. And really, I wanted to see what Sean Durkin, the writer and director of the film, what he did with it. Did he really, pay tribute to the Von Erichs, show them in a light that was not exploitive, but that was, honest and real? And so I was, like I said, super excited to see this film. And walking out of the theater, I was blown away by it. I was super impressed by it. Because really, to cram in 2 hours of all that went into this film is very impressive. Granted, there were some things, and the full story is out there. But for the purposes of the film, I don't want to spoil it because I want you to go see the film. They didn't get into all the tragedies, and there was enough tragedies that befell the family that was shown on the screen. But the fact that they didn't even cover all of them is just mind-boggling. But even the ones that they did cover, it just really rocks you, and really just I thought that they did a good job of it, showing the tragedies but not exploiting them, not showing them in a way that was over the top or anything like that. I thought that they did a good job with that. And they showed the triumphs too, showing the brotherhood and the bond between the brothers and how much they loved each other. And even though there were at times sibling rivalries, which come about in any family, but especially in, a family that's a bunch of professional wrestlers where, that's their livelihood. And so that to even have those sibling rivalries creep up in some of those instances, they genuinely loved each other. And that was something that really shone out on the screen. The cast was phenomenal. I thought that really top to bottom, this was really well cast. And I thought that, especially the main characters, I thought they did a great job of casting for everybody here. I thought Zac Efron was tremendous as Kevin Von Erich, and he had probably the hardest job out of the entire cast, because he was the one that was really the focal point, because it's really his story that's told throughout the film, because he is the one who lives. That's one thing. It's like, well, that's not really a spoiler, because again, that's life, and I mean, that's the true story. And so, Kevin Von Erich was a figure that was very, you know, very much one that was hard to, you know, to play because of, you know, everything that he went through. And I thought Zac Efron did a tremendous job of showing all those emotions and really just having that heart for him. But even Jeremy Allen White as Kerry Von Erich, Harris Dickinson as Kevin, as David Von Erich, and Holt McElhaney, I think it's Holt McElhaney, the actor that played Fritz Von Erich, to me, he was spot on Fritz Von Erich. Like, if you watch old wrestling tapes and see Fritz Von Erich, Holt played him to a T. Like, it was just mind-boggling how good he was. And the dynamics that he had to play that character was just nuts, because, you know, Fritz was a guy who is so complex because he loved his family and he wanted his family to succeed. But at the same time, he was in some ways a tyrant and someone who, you know, pushed his family so hard at times when, you know, he could have let up just a little bit and it would have made a difference, but that's not who Fritz Von Erich was. And, you know, he was somebody that wanted success for himself and couldn't obtain it, and so he lived through his kids. And that's something too that, you know, that dynamic really shone out in the film, because there was complexity there, because again, Fritz loved his kids, he loved his sons, but at the same time, he had expectations for them, whether, you know, they wanted them or not. And so, really, again, the cast is phenomenal. Lily James as Pam, Kevin's wife, girlfriend, then becomes wife. Maura Tierney plays Dottie as the mom. Really, just, again, and even just the wrestlers, because, again, the pro wrestlers that they got cast in the minor roles as the other wrestlers that came through World Class Championship Wrestling, I thought was great. I thought the guy that played Harley Race was phenomenal. Looked and sounded just like Harley Race. The guys that played the Fabulous Freebirds were great. They looked the part. They felt the part. Really, the only two complaints that I had for this film, one was they didn't play up the Von Erich Freebirds rivalry, which in pro wrestling history, they were one of the biggest rivals in all pro wrestling and all of sports in the 70s and 80s. And it just felt like it kind of got glossed over a little bit. And so I was kind of disappointed by that. And I was kind of disappointed by the guy that they got for Ric Flair. You know, it's hard because Ric Flair is Ric Flair. Like, he's the Nature Boy. He's the 16-time world heavyweight champion. He's, you know, iconic in pop culture. And so anybody that steps into that role, it's going to be difficult for them to play it. But I just felt like the guy that was playing him, he looked the part, but he couldn't cut the promo, so to speak. He couldn't talk as well as Ric Flair was. And again, that's a minor technicality. Again, it's hard to play someone as, you know, world famous and synonymous with pro wrestling as Ric Flair. But that's really the only other quip that I had for this. And like I said, there was so much more that they could have stuck into this that they cut out. And so the fact that they got this in 2 hours was impressive. You could have done a whole mini series on the Von Erichs to include all the different high water marks, low moments, everything in between. But I feel like at the heart of this film, it's about family, it's about brotherhood, it's about the tragedies of life, but also the endurance and the hope that endures. I feel like that really is the message that I got coming out of the film, and was really impressed by it. Like I said, the cast is phenomenal. The music selection was great. They used a lot of the era music from that period, especially for like entrance music. They used Tom Sawyer's Rush, which you hear in the trailer, which was the Von Erichs theme song entrance music when they were working as a trio. Really just great soundtrack that they used. Just a phenomenal film. I had this film as one of my most anticipated films of the year, and it delivered in spades. I hope that it gets recognized at awards season, because I feel like it deserves it, especially Zac Efron. I hope that he gets recognition for this performance, because it is a tremendous performance. And I feel like The Wrestler in 2008 really shined a light on the independent side of professional wrestling. I feel like the Iron Claw does that with the territory days, and especially of Dallas and World Class and the Von Erichs. And really just a phenomenal film. If you get an opportunity, go see it. It is definitely worth it. Whether you're a professional wrestling fan or whether you're not, you will enjoy this film, because it has so much drama, so much so much heart, so much depth, and everything with it. It's just a phenomenal film. Highly recommend it. The Iron Claw. So that's my thoughts on the film. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the film when you see it, or any film that you've been checking out of late. You can let me know your thoughts anytime by email, screennerdspodcast@gmail.com. You can always find us on Twitter @ScreenNerdsPod and tweet your thoughts there. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Threads, and Blue Sky just by searching Screen Nerds Podcast, hitting that like button, hitting that follow button, and sharing your thoughts there. And if you get an opportunity, please rate and review and subscribe to the podcast. We're on all the places that you get your podcasts, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Good Pods, CastBox, Amazon Music, wherever it is that you get your podcasts. If you would, just search out Screen Nerds Podcast, hit that subscribe button, leave a 5-star review, hopefully, leave a written review, and share the podcast around. Would really appreciate it. So again, thanks for joining me for this quick screen episode. My name is Michael Burgett, and we will catch you on the next episode.